When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
What's up, everybody?
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. Today we're going to talk about ladders, because ladder safety is important. We'll start off small. Step stools. Nothing could go wrong with step stools.
These step stools are useless to me.
Why are they useless to you?
Because I'm tall. I don't need a tiny little step stool to reach anything.
But what if you need that extra half foot?
Then I stand on my tippy-toe.
Well, what if you need to not stand on your tippy-toe because you can't quite balance on your tippy-toe?
Then I climb on the counter.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. That's actually what I do. Who needs a step stool? I'm very not tall, and all I find step stools to be is a pain, because you've got to go, like, get... Because if you leave them out, you end up stubbing your toes on them.
Yep.
And if you don't leave them out, then you're like, oh, hey, I need to get a glass from this cupboard. Oh, I cannot reach the glass. So you don't want to go all the way to wherever you keep the step stool to get the step stool. You just climb on the counter, get the glass, put the glass on the counter, climb off the counter.
So you would rather climb onto your countertop and have to get off your countertop, which may be full of things, rather than get out a step stool.
Yes. Far more convenient. Step stools really are just like they're just a waste of space. They just take up space. And they're, pointless.
Did you go to running before you started to walk?
Yeah, basically. I mean.
That ties together. So they live in closets, Jeremiah?
They live in closets. And they just stay there. I think closet salesmen, when they're building houses, go, this is going to be the closet where the step stool goes. And then all the stuff that you use more often than step stools, but less often than things that you wouldn't keep in a closet, goes in there on top of the step stool. So if you do need to get that step stool out later, it's behind everything. So it's
lean it up against the wall. I mean, you don't have to shove everything into your closets.
You do if you want to have a clean, minimalist space free of obstruction.
You just have less things then.
Yeah, see, and by less things, the first step of less things, get rid of the step stool. You don't need it. Climb on your counters.
It's like the first two steps.
Get rid of step stools. All right, you two are going to love this one then. Chairs.
Yes!
Multi-purpose. Like,
but if they have wheels, you shouldn't stand on those because you'll fall.
But then you can joust.
Ooh.
And ladder-back chairs are, the ladders on the back of those are just too small for anybody to use. Maybe kids, but...
Also, if you've ever tried climbing the back of a ladder back chair, the chair just falls over. So... Yeah.
You gotta counterweight. Gotta have someone else in front balancing the weight on the chair.
Then that requires having another person around. And
it's a two-person job.
I don't know about that. It's a lot to ask.
So you're saying it's not an efficient ladder chair?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, IKEA. It's not you, it's us. We demand too much of our furniture, and your clearly under-engineered ladder-back chairs leave us wanting more. Fix it.
It sounds like you should write in to have them add lead weights to their ladder-back chairs for ballast. Okay. You could sell it as a pirate thing.
Okay.
Okay, how about this one? A standard 6-foot ladder. Pretty common.
Like, you just have those lying around, Jeff?
I had two for a little while.
Huh.
So, yes.
Why would you have two ladders?
Because sometimes it's nice when you're working on a ceiling to have a ladder that works for more than one person. So you have two ladders, so you can do two things at once.
Whoa.
I know.
You have a lot of friends, Jeff. Like, you've got someone to sit in your ladder back chairs to make sure they don't fall over. You got somebody to work on a ladder with you. I do not have that luxury, I feel.
Takes a village.
Yeah, I feel like by having that many ladders, you're just inviting people to ask you to borrow your ladder. And then somebody borrows your ladder and they don't return it. And then you're like, hey, I need my ladder back. And they're like, oh, that. Yeah, I forgot. And I loaned it to my friend Larry. And you're like, hey, can you ask Larry? Like, yeah, yeah, I'll get right on that. And then like 20 minutes later, they're like, yeah, Larry can't find the ladder. And then you've ruined a friendship because you needed the ladder. And ladders are kind of expensive. And your friend that you loaned them to just got rid of it, gave it to Larry. And who knows what Larry did with it. And now at this point, you've ruined a friendship. You don't have a ladder. You have to buy a new ladder if you want a ladder. It's just, I err on being the person who asks to borrow the ladder and not the person who owns it.
Larry, if you're listening, please give Chrissy back her ladder.
Seriously, Larry? Your ladder back.
So your ladder back friend does sound like a problem. This is why you need more than one ladder. Because then you can still do your laddery things.
Well, somebody would just ask to borrow that too.
Maybe you need to not loan things as often.
This is why you shouldn't have friends, honestly.
I feel like that's a big jump there.
No, it's the logical step.
If you don't have friends, so, they won't borrow your stuff.
I mean, it's about on the same pattern as go on the countertop as opposed to use anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you see the pattern here.
Yep, go 4 or 5 steps down the way, and then engage. Alright, I think you'll both like this one as well. Couches and or desks.
Man, things that are not supposed to be climbed on are really the best for climbing. Generally, the problem with couches is that they tend to be kind of smushy, so they don't give you a lot of, you don't get a firm footing on them. Mm-hmm. And so it can be kind of hard to, use them efficiently and effectively.
Yeah, stepping into a cushion and then having it swallow your foot up, and then you don't have that nearly as much clearance as you wanted to get whatever thing that you wanted to do. If you stay on the back of the couch, then you've got that weird almost wall climbing effect where you're like humping the wall, because if you stick your butt out too far to the room, then you're gonna fall backwards off of the couch.
Yeah.
And so you have to, get as close to the wall as possible with all your center of gravity stuff, and that is awkward.
Cheek to cheek it with the wall, and it's a little more intimate with wall than I care to be, personally.
I mean, you could just move the couch away from the wall a little bit.
Nobody wants to see what's falling behind their couch, though. I mean, that's just opening up a can of worms there.
But that's how you clean the backside of your couch in the floor.
Whoa! Mr. Fancy with the clean backside of his couch.
It's important.
Seriously, in my head, you said that, and I went, wait a minute. You clean the back of your couch? And then I realized that probably just the world's biggest slob.
No, it's okay. Do you know when you need to not clean the back of your couch? When you don't have any friends.
And when it stays up against the wall and you don't ever see it.
Exactly.
But if you don't have friends, how do you play the lava game? A prime use of couch climbing.
With the ghosts.
But they always win then.
I mean, they do, but they're so nice about it. Real friendly. Yeah.
Then you just make more who haven't won yet and play them.
Wait, so you kill people to play the lava game with their ghosts?
I didn't say that.
That got dark real quick.
Technically, that is not what you said, no.
It sounded a lot like what you said.
It's totally not what I said.
Technically not.
And where were you going with it?
No, I just... You can make ghosts other ways than killing people.
Oh? Go on.
I mean, it gets real technical and we don't really have time to go over it, but here's the thing about standing on desks, is that some desks are very sturdy, and some desks have very spindly little legs, and very wobbly, but almost all desks have electronic equipment on them that you could just very easily, kick or accidentally step on or nudge, and so I think that desks are not necessarily the best ladder. I just, and I feel like if you're in an office, there are probably other things to stand on. If you're in a work office, you could just stand on your coworkers, just have them, lay down, pile up, and then climb them like a ladder.
Yeah.
If you're in a home office, I mean, there's probably chairs around or other
countertops,
piles of books. So, yeah, I'm going to say no to the desks, because, I mean, you don't want to accidentally step on your computer and then have that big crack in the screen and half of it doesn't work anymore. Never had that happen in real life, except I have, and it was very sad.
I'm sorry, Chrissy.
All right. Here's one I don't think you'll be able to get around. And a 20-foot extension ladder for working outside, like on your roof or gutters.
Oh, I can definitely... I have no roof or gutters. So I don't really need the big, tall, excessive ladder. No trees to trim. No...
Those are, I think, the ones, like, everybody who's knows the person who's fallen into a ladder and had it go on their leg and break the leg in the ladder. I think those are always the big, tall ones, because the 6-foot ladder, you just have the fall to the ground and knock your head on the ground with the ladder. It's always those long ones where you have to do the trigonometry and the math to find out how far away from the building you need to put the base, and then securing the top. And then it's those where you slip, have your leg go through, and then break your leg something fierce.
Yeah, extension ladders make me really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thinking about... And I mean, I grew up on construction sites,
mm-hmm.
and I've been around my fair share of extension ladders, and just I am having like an anxiety response to thinking about them, because they're just so unsteady and they, you know, flop around.
Yeah, the ladder's so big, and then the part that holds the ladder up, or is supposed to hold the ladder up, is so tiny. And you gotta reach in there and do the little catch for the come along, and then if it doesn't work right, then it just smashes your fingers while you're trying to set it up.
I mean, that is how you lose fingers and gain credibility. I think we talked about that a long time ago.
That's a deep cut, and, you know, if we were trying to get street cred among the handy person crew...
The less fingers, the more handy you are.
But the thing is I'm not, and so I'm just...
Yeah.
The extension ladders can stay at the store, far away from me.
I don't go down to the ocean and try to eat more seals than an orca, because I know the killer whales are going to be the best at it. So I'm going to let the handy people do the ladders and the yard work and stuff, so that I know my place, they know their place. It's the circle of life.
But never stop trying, Jeremiah. You can be an orca anytime you want.
No, I mean, like, you can totally stop trying. You can do whatever you want to do. So if you want to stop trying, you can totally stop.
I am so far ahead of you in the stop trying game, it's not even funny.
Well, on that positive note, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Don't fall off ladders, it hurts. Bye.
But if you do fall off a ladder, make sure that you do it in such a fashion that you're aiming your feet towards the ground, and that you keep your head away from the ground as long as possible, because it's really the head injuries that are going to kill you.
Keep safe with gravity, everyone. Be safe. Thank you.
Bloop.